Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Thank you because you are the God who holds our future. The word says you know, you said I know the thoughts I think toward you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Blessed be your name for this moment. Thank you for your word. We worship you. We adore you. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Do the things among us that only you could have done. Again be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus. Greetings to you from Jalingo Taraba State, and greetings also from Ibiraland Crusade. I'll be telling you shortly about them, and also telling you one or two other things this morning. But by midweek service on Wednesday, we began a teaching on dimensions and departments of faith. And this will be the part three. Faith has departments. Faith has dimensions. And our objective in this study is to understand the departments of faith for productive deployment of the force of faith. You don't jump into an airplane and start flying except you're on a suicide mission or you want to kill other people with you. Many people try to walk faith, but they don't know exactly the details of faith. Something that faith is something you believe. Belief is a department of it. But that's not all that faith is. Charismatics and Pentecostals think it is something you say. Confession is a part of it. But that is not all that there is to faith. In Mark chapter 11 verse 23, it says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." This morning, we started by looking at certain departments of faith from midweek service, and I'm going to review them very sharply, and then we'll go all the way to the fullness of them. Number one department of faith is insight in the Word of God. Faith begins with the Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God is a bedrock of faith. The Word of God is a foundation of faith. Every faith that is not based on Word has no future. It will collapse with time. So faith is not just jumping into the air with nothing under your feet. No. Lillian Humans, an evangelist, a medical doctor, but healing evangelist in the days of the healing revivals. She said that faith means jumping into the air with nothing under your feet but the Word. That is, you are suspended, but the Word is under you. When Jesus told Peter to come, Peter was not walking on the water. He was walking on the Word, come. He was walking on what Jesus said. He was walking on the word come. That was why when he looked away and saw the wind boisterous, he just dematerialized that light he received and he began to sink. Am I communicating at all? So the word was a carpet on top of the water. Peter walked on the word and the word could hold him. The Bible said he upheld all things by the word of his power. So the word of God has the capacity to hold things together. It's very, very critical, therefore, for everyone who will walk in faith to have what I call resident revelation. On any area of your life, they wake you up. You know the reason for your stand. You know the reason for your financial stand. You know the reason for your stand on divine health. You know the reason why you can say you can't be cut short before your time. You know, you are not thinking. Insight in the word of God. Number two is belief in the heart. You saw what the word said. Now, the ultimate of revelation is conviction. The word of God, the revelation of the word, is designed to install conviction in the heart. For with the heart, man believeth. Whatever you say, you saw in the Bible, is not useless until it installed the belief. Until it installed the conviction. Until it changes the way you saw things. So we have insight in the word, belief in the heart. Because your believing determines your becoming. As many as believed, he gave them power to become. It is what you believe that is the fuel for what you become. So it is from insight to belief. It is from belief to mindset. There is a mindset adjustment. Mindset is a department of faith. Faith people have the way they think. Take your seat. There is a difference in their thought pattern. So it affects their results. Because as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. They don't behave beggarly. They don't think beggarly. They don't think defeated. That was the mentality Abraham manifested. When he told the king of Sodom, I will not collect anything from you in case you say you are the one who made me. You can't make me. You can't make me. So there is a way you think. People will think you are proud. They will think you are arrogant, but your mindset is adjusted. You respect people, but you feel inferior to nobody under heaven. It's a mindset. So there is mindset adjustment that is a department of faith. So you can't be a faith person and be a defeatist thinker. Faith people are positivistic, enthusiastic in mentality. You understand what I'm saying? Alright, let me add one for you. They are positivistic, optimistic, and enthusiastic in thought. Their mind works like that. They see a way where others see no way. Their mind works like that. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. We went somewhere for a crusade. And somebody told us, he said, that is not a place people go for crusade. He said, even the local powers is so intense. The security operative said, when you are posted there during election, you are afraid. Because anything is possible. You can be shooting and somebody is still coming with bare chest. But there is a way faith people think. They are strangers, for example, to defeatist mentality, inferiority mentality. And that is responsible for their outcome. So it doesn't matter what you believe. If it hasn't changed your mindset, it is not belief enough to change your outcome. Did you hear what I just said? It doesn't matter what you believe. If it has not changed your mindset, that belief is not belief enough to change your outcome in life. For as he thinketh in his heart, so you see. So there is mindset adjustment as a department. Number four is the attitude of expectancy. Faith people have expectancy. There is palpable expectancy. They are not hopeless at all. They are strangers to despair, strangers to discouragement. They have what I call magnetic expectation. The type that Elisha had that made the mantle of Elijah to drop for him. Because many of us thought that Elijah dropped the mantle. No. The Bible said he picked the mantle of Elijah that fell. Elijah dropped no mantle. Mantle fell from him. And what fell the mantle was the magnetic pull of desperation and expectation in the heart of Elisha. Am I communicating at all? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So before there can be faith, there must be hope. You can't be hopeless and be faith-filled. Nobody can be hopeless. You are completely hopeless and still have faith. It's not possible. That is what makes it expectation pushed out. That is, you are permanently on the lookout for something great, something positive, something exciting. That is number four, the attitude of expectancy. Number five, the right utterance. We, having the spirit of faith, we believe, and so we speak. Active faith is speaking faith. Is audacious faith. It is declarative faith. Faith is not just bragging. Faith is declaration from the abundance of conviction. Declaration from the abundance of conviction. See, whatever fills your heart will overflow through your mouth. Except your heart is not sufficiently filled. If it is sufficiently filled, it will overflow through your mouth. It is declaration from the abundance of conviction. I can't be cautious before my time. It's declaration from abundance of conviction. I can't live the life of a beggar and a borrower. It is declaration from abundance of conviction. The devil that can stop my existence and stop my destiny and stop my mission on the earth, they have not born that devil. We're going to have a program somewhere. Take your seat. And one of our officers then, he said, the officer responsible for giving out the venue
probably from the other religion, said over his dead body before he gives that venue. So the man came jittery and said, the person said over his dead body. I said, he has not said anything bad.
Yes, sir.
Over his dead body is not a wrong statement.
Yes,
he says the venue is available, but he wants to die first.
Yes, sir.
Hey! The venue is available, just that he desires to die first. The man died less than 48 hours after that statement, and the venue was used for the same program, the same schedule. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If it is too big for you to speak, it means your conviction is too small to change your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is not possible to believe it and not say it. We have the same spirit of faith. We have believed, therefore have we spoken. The proof of belief is declaration. The proof of conviction is declaration. Once it is sufficient in your heart as a belief, it will escape out of your mouth even without your permission. Take your seat. When my wife was pregnant for our first child, I came back home from a 72-hour call, obstetrics and gynecology. And she had been bleeding. Pregnancy was about 3 months. She has been bleeding continuously for those 3 days. And I came, and she told me, she said, I have been bleeding. It looks like I have miscarried. She's a medical doctor. I'm a medical doctor, so we know the implication of such. I didn't answer her a word. So she felt that I was very callous. Maybe. When she said again, I have been bleeding. It looks like I have miscarried. I said, please, can you help me get me water so I can have my bath? She was confused. What is wrong with this man? I said, something is happening. You can't give me a reply. When she said it the third time, I said to her, do you want me to tell you that the devil that can push that child out is not born? That was the conclusion. Go ahead. We didn't discuss it again. Pregnancy went to 7 months. The devil came again. A child was born. The first one, born. The devil notwithstanding. Because there was an audacious declaration. There is a difference between confession and declaration. Confession of the word is like saying, the Bible said, by his stripes I am healed. So I confess that by his stripes I am healed. That is confession. Declaration is when your revelation has produced a conviction and then you are stating your position. The Bible said, I cannot. The Bible said, by his stripes I am healed. So in Jesus' name I am healed. That's confession. I cannot be sick. That is declaration. I don't need to explain to you. The revelation behind that statement is inside. I am stating my position based on my conviction and stating my stand on the basis of what I know. And I don't owe any devil any explanation. I can't be stranded. I can't be in lack. I can't be in scarcity. And I don't owe any devil any. It is the same Jalingo we left now that we went 4 years ago. And at that time, we almost canceled the crusade because there was a lot COVID just ended and meetings, open air meetings were not allowed. In fact, they opened up the open air meetings and then closed it back again. There is a resurgence of COVID. So you cannot gather more than 50 people. And then the terrorism exploded in that area. Exploded that in that state as well. Exploded Wukaritaku, Jalingo itself. And then there was the religious holiday of the other religion that exactly coincided with the exact crusade date. These three reasons were enough to say in the matter of two or three witnesses, we have three reasons why we say we will not go for crusade. And then my wife asked me 48 hours to the crusade day, the day for crusade. Can you imagine? 48 hours. Maybe you show us a clip of that Jalingo at that time. She said, 48 hours. Are we going? I said, I'm not sure. I don't know if we are going for the crusade. 24 hours to the crusade, I have heard God. And the summary is, God told me, I'm waiting for you there. So I told him, I said, I just heard from God. He said, he's waiting for me there. Waiting for us there. And we went. And all manner of, that was the first Jalingo. That was 2022. It was jammed. Just that there were still spaces. Like you can see some spaces there. And there was no overflow. I declared, yeah. All right, we can stop it there right now. I said, we are going. And God said in that same declaration, he told me, I am the owner of the universe. I can hold my events anywhere I want per time. Anywhere and any time. I am the owner of the earth. The earth is the Lord's. I don't need permission. No holiday or festival is strong enough to stop me from holding what I want to hold per time. Went in the light of that. Hallelujah. So, in case you are afraid to say some things, what you need is just sufficient stuffing of the heart. Sufficient stuffing of your spirit. Just stuff it. Just keep stuffing in until it is too concentrated to remain inside. It just escapes out. When the sponge is soaked, little pressure will push it out. When the bottle is filled, little thing will spill it out. Just be so filled until there is a spillover. It will just continuously spill over. Somebody say aloud, amen. Let's rush because of time. That was number four. Was that number five? The right utterance. Number six is the act of obedience, the acceptance of responsibility. This is the situation where you look into the scripture. For what God said you should do, if he is going to do this, responsibility is a platform for possibility. Nothing is possible until someone is responsible. There is a scriptural responsibility to accept in order to see scriptural possibilities. So, summary is, let us stop looking for scriptures to quote. Let us start looking for scriptures to obey. Scriptures to obey. Scriptures to walk with, to obey. Fill the water pots, and they did. And the water became wine. Launch your net into the deep for the drought. And he launched his net, and there was a catch of fishes. Let us obey God. Faith is a game of responsibility. Is a journey of obedience. God said, I will do this if you do this. Your faith is not just to take the promise out of it. Your faith
is to do what he says you should do in order for him to do what he says he will do.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If you cannot help yourself, just scream out. Just scream out like blind Bartimaeus. Pastor, Apostle Mike, that is what the body of the church does. All the time they are looking for the promised path to pick it out. God said, by his stripes I'm healed. God said this and that. But meanwhile, they continue without doing what God said. You are healed, but he said, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall take sickness away from you. So that your health is tied also to your service. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. So your health is tied also to your merriment, to your joy, to your excitement. So you look for the things that you are meant to do, that is to guarantee what God says he will do.
Hallelujah.
By the time you begin to function like that, people begin to see you as if you are a magician. Because everything is working. I don't need prayer forever. Lord, please help this marriage, let it work. Marriage is 32 years and we are on the crusade ground. Lord, please let there be no quarrel again. Useless prayer. How some people call Banza Koi. Banzastic prayer. Do you understand? Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands. Your own husbands. You may be submitting to everybody, your boss in the office, everybody, but heady, rebellious to your husband. And you are putting pastor under pressure to pray so that the husband can love you. Who will love a rebellious wife? And who can submit to a brutal man? One. Heartless man. Wife is struggling and he doesn't even care. Emotionally literate. There are many who are emotionally illiterate, emotionally insensitive. Wife is in pain, they are not aware. And vice versa. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So that is not where to pray, that is where to act. Husband, love your wife. So busy yourself in the love aspect.
The other day, I came to my wife and I said, I just wanted to let you know that as at the time I married, there was nobody around then that was an alternative to you. My God.
And I am not just lying, that is the truth. And I thought very hard. If I didn't marry her, who was would I have married? None. And now, I am not regretting that it was you that I married. Because there are people who regret. Some say, I married too early. If I waited a bit, I would have married a better person. I don't have such a regret. Not then, not now. Until now. I haven't seen your replacement. So, how do you think she will move? There are some people. You say, These are things that inject health to relationship. Inject confidence. Because inject believability. Also inject followership. I can't beg her for life to submit. Her knees have no iron. It can bend easily. Am I communicating? So there are things that is not prayer that work them. It is what the scriptures say that work them. It's not prayers that work them. It is scriptures. You accept the responsibility. What God says, if you do this, I will do this. You do what God said you should do. And He will do what He promised to do if you do what He said. Somebody say amen. Let's begin to round up. That was point number 6. Number 7 was intimacy with God. People of faith know God. They know God. Faith is not just some rascals who have no relationship with God. No. It's there are people who have depth with God. People of faith. The Bible said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So there are people who please God with their lives. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So these people maintain a relationship with God to the point where 3 things happen to them. First, they get to know God. And as they get to know God, it becomes easy for them to trust God. Because you can't trust a stranger. You doubt people you hardly know. But you can trust somebody you really know. So your relationship with God is making you to know God. Because as you begin to interact with Him, if you get to know Him, the side of Him you don't know. And as you get to know Him, you get to trust Him. And as you begin to... Hallelujah. Many times, we doubt God. And that doubt of God is a confirmation of our ignorance of who God is. It just shows we are strangers with Him. It just shows that He is a stranger to us. You can't give your money to somebody on the road you never knew before. Just like that. Neither do you expect money from Him. Relationship is the basis of requests. So the stronger your relationship, the more confident you are to make requests. And the surer you are that the request will be met. And then you have this God that you get to know because you are close. And you get to believe Him because you know Him. And the outcome of the third level is that He imparts Himself to you. Because we all, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image. The more you look at Him, the more you look like Him. Am I communicating at all? And if you are becoming like God, you can't be a doubter. Because there is zero doubt in God. There is zero fear in God. There is zero unbelief in God. Hey! Did you hear what I said? If you are becoming like God, doubt can't exist inside you. Fear can't exist inside you. Unbelief can't exist inside you. Because there is no fear in God. There is no doubt in God. There is no unbelief in God. The only thing you have in God is possibility. We have gone to Pakistan for crusade. And when we went, I won't get into the detail, but I know that the second day of the crusade, we couldn't leave the hotel for security reasons and many reasons. Step out. We can't guarantee your safety. All right. That is officially. Officially. And so we stayed. The second meeting we had it in the hotel, in the evening, in the hotel. And then we flew out straight. Within 1 year, we have the burden to return back. And we are going back. The only thing that stopped us was my alarm is saying that it's time to stop preaching. Wow. Okay, give me a little more time, please, okay? Hallelujah. Take your seat. And we have time to go. So I talked to some of our people in that area. I said, let me find out about entry into Iran as well. Help me find out about entry into. Don't let me mention Afghanistan. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying here today? They say, oh, wow. I don't know how you feel, but once I am on his mission, dread, anxiety, zero. If I am on my own mission, from my own assignment, there can be anything. But if he is the one who sent me, that's why I don't bother about financing for crusades or anything. If he can't supply it, we won't go. Is it by force? Won't beg. Won't appear pitiable. And won't put anybody under pressure. And he's supplying. I announce to someone here today, in the name of Jesus, may God pull you to a higher dimension of relationship. A higher dimension of relationship. A higher dimension of relationship. A higher dimension of intimacy. You believe it? Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Intimacy with God. And then, number 8, which we didn't deal with, is practical action. Faith. Your belief in the journey of faith moves you into practical action. Believing translates into behavior. There is something you believe that consciously, unconsciously affects your behavior. You just begin to behave. For as many as believed on him, he gave them power to become. So to believe is to become. So faith is a behavior. Faith is a behavior. There is a department of faith that becomes a behavior. Not just what you believe, not just what you speak, not just what you just, it just came to the point where it has become a behavior. A behavior. Mark chapter 5 and in verse 27, concerning the woman with the issue of blood. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. When she heard, she came, she touched, she behaved, she believed something and she behaved something. In Genesis chapter 14 verse 22 and 23, Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I lifted up my hand that I will not take it from a thread, even to a shoe lashed for him, in case you said, I made Abraham rich. I believe that no man can make me. I believe it is only God who can make me. On the basis of that belief, I won't take a dime from you. Am I communicating? One day I was preaching in our era, one church. A woman was brought from Benin.
She had rheumatoid arthritis. She was carried into the aircraft. And then when she landed in Abuja airport here, they placed her on a wheelchair and brought her. So in a healing and deliverance service, they brought her into the service. And I was preaching. And I said, when Jesus told the lepers to go and wash, they were still leprous, but they moved. And as they went, they were cleansed. I said, if you don't, what you are not resisting, you are assisting. Any situation around your life that you don't want must be resisted. If go and show yourself to the priest means go and offer thanksgiving. You only do that when you are healed. You are not yet healed, and he said you should go. So resist this condition. So what you are not resisting, you are assisting. I said, if you think you are healed, do what healed people do. Do what healed people do. You cannot remain on your bed and be pampering sickness. Because to be a patient, you have to be patient. You know what a woman did? You have to be patient with the IV line that is running over the next 6 hours. The woman with the arthritis on her knees and feet and everywhere. She said that word was ringing in her ears. Two words. What you are not resisting, you are assisting. If you are healed, do what healed people do. If you do what sick people do, it means you agree that you are sick. So she jumped up from the bed and walked and put on what she called cover shoe, dressed up, and told the daughter, take me to the pastor. And she came to the church during office hours the next morning. She said, see me. You said, I should do what healed people do. I have done it, and I am healed. Is God speaking to somebody here? I have done what healed people do, and I am healed. See me. See me. See me. That is action. In the journey of faith, action is the switch of power. If the power must be turned on, action must be in place. You do something. When he said, and they went forth preaching, and God went. The move of man will always provoke the move of God. If you want God to move, you move. Somebody say amen. We had had opportunity to borrow many times, but we rejected it. Because he said, thou shalt not borrow. Let me tell you something that was very... 10 days to the dedication of the glory dome. 10 days to the dedication of the glory dome. 10 days. Papa Adeboye is coming. Bishop David Oyedepo is coming. Pastor W.F. Kumi is coming within that week. Maurice Arullo is coming. Ryan Bunky was to come. We're working on his coming. Everybody is coming. And we needed hundreds of millions to put it in the place for dedication. Only 10 days. What do we do? Our officers, our accounts officers came and they said to me, what do we do? We have a reserve in the reserve account, but the reserve, even though in millions, was not sufficient for the work. So I said, you know what? This reserve you want to pull will still not finish the work before that day. So leave the reserve as reserve. It remains there while we receive the money that needs to put this place in,
position.
You say, wow, how?
Leave it there. That will be untouched. Because God gave me an assurance that there will always be a reserve. The Lord will command a blessing upon you and upon your storehouses. They left it there. Within the 10 days, everything came. Without touching what was reserved. Reserve remained till after the dedication and continued as reserve. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When God saw that action, you will not borrow. And you are standing on the word ruggedly like this. All right. I open the heavens. Just act in line with what you believe. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say louder amen. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. So don't let your action betray your belief. Because you believe one thing, you act the opposite. You believe that God is your supplier. And the same God is hearing you telling a mortal man, you are my last hope. You are my last hope. If you don't do this for me, I am gone. God said, is that so? I thought you say you believe that I am your supplier. Okay, if he is your last hope, you and him face each other. Somebody say amen. In area one, before we had overflow, we put chairs outside. I told this minister here, I said, as you go to Jalingo, ensure you get overflow spaces and set overflows. The overflows. Somebody just told me, he said there were overflows set, chairs were there, screens were put in place, sound was all in place. We didn't have to go and rush looking for chairs for the overflow. They were set. He said, did you know that there will be overflow? I said, yes. Take your seat. I knew very well. And we prepared for it. And God did not disappoint. That is the order of faith. We had overflows, chairs placed outside in the Area 1 church when the sanctuary was not yet filled. Say, keep the chairs outside. The people who will sit there are coming. That is how faith. And look at the place. We had overflow up to overflow 14 during conventions. Look at the place. That whole place erupted. This was before there were so many branches in Abuja City. Erupted everywhere. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Is anybody getting anything here at all? Is anybody getting anything here at all? You don't wait to have a car before you get a driver's license. Except you are not planning to have one. You go ahead and get your company registered. Registered. Open all accounts. Domiciliary account. Pound account. Dollar account. Naira account. Euro account. Even when you don't have one naira yet. Many people wait too late. And they are wondering why things are not happening for them. But you don't wait for things to happen for you. You happen to things. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You make things happen. You don't wait for their happenings. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Bringing Kebi, get ready. We'll be on our way to you very, very soon. Give the Lord the praise. Somebody give the Lord the praise.
Somebody give the Lord the praise. Somebody who had something today, shout the loudest, amen.
Look at your neighbor, say, act in line with your belief. Act in line with your belief. Archbishop Bezalel Dahosa said, you are going outside and you say, Lord, please let the rain not fall. Then you carry the umbrella. He said, your prayer is answered. The rain will fall. That is the lion there. The rain will fall. You said the rain, you know, you carry the umbrella. Hallelujah. So you act in, you don't say, you don't believe one thing and act the opposite. You line up your belief, your speech, everything must be consistent with each other. What you believe is the same with what you are saying, is the same with how you are behaving. One lady came, I'm sorry to say this, one lady came from America some time back. And I love Americans very well, but you know how many of them could think that, I mean, everything starts and ends in America. America is the solution to everything. She comes arrogantly and she said, I am from America. I said, you are welcome. He said, I came to find out the needs that you have, where we can help in your ministry. The faith and the God inside me rose with anger. I looked at her. I said, you are the one in need. Tell me your need. Because you think we're in Africa, everybody is a beggar. You are the one in need. Tell me your need. We will meet it freely for you. The pride broke. And she just went. You see, I didn't rehearse that reaction. I didn't rehearse it. It was on the basis of the fact that no man can make us. No human being can take the glory for what God is doing in our lives. And if you attempt to do it, I will give it to you in a way you will never recover. That is right. But you believe that God is your supplier and somebody is talking like that to you. Then you say, there are many needs. In fact, you came at the right time. Don't misunderstand me. God can use people as channels, but there is a humble way that people can present whatever a channel they are to your life. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Somebody can come and say, well, I came to, and I see the great work that God is doing. I believe that the Lord will help to supply all the needs, but I want to be involved in the ministry in whatever capacity. And then the person can as well go and ask maybe the accounts or something. Is there a way I can be? Do you understand what I'm saying? There is a humble way. But when you come with, and you know when you see pride, you know the atmosphere. When you come with that braggadocious air, like I want to determine your life. God uses people as channel. None can become a source. There is only one source.
Hey! By all means, I have to end this. Number 9 is the act of praise. Praise is a department of faith. Psalm 106 verse 12. We having the same spirit of faith, we believe. No. Psalm 106 verse 12. They believed his word. They sang his praise. When you believe, it translates into praise. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. He said, believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. Believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. Full of glory. When you believe, before you see the manifestation of whatever you are believing, you explode with joy, with praise. You explode with joy, with praise. At the
sight of the thousands to be fed, Jesus got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Before the miracle happened, he lifted up his eyes and gave thanks. He gave praise. And then the release happened. Don't wait for it to happen before you praise. Praise it into happening. Did you hear what I said? Don't wait for it to happen before you praise. Praise it into happening. Praise it into manifestation. Expedite it with your praise. Appreciate God ahead of time. Let me ask you a question. If you know of a multi-billionaire in your country who says, I am very, very happy with you and I want to give you $1 million or 5 million rands. You know he has the ability to do so. And you know he doesn't lie. Right? And he says, I'm giving you this. It's laid in my heart to give you this. What will you do? It's jumped up already. So you will not wait. It will be a dummy that will say, okay, let me wait until he does it. I'll just be waiting. No. He will jump like he jumped now. The Lord bless you. The Lord reward you. The Lord engrace you. You are blessed. And if it is in the normal world, thank you so much. I'm grateful. What did I do? And so on. When you are convinced that your expectation is a guarantee, you proceed in celebration. You don't wait. I mean, the last point we are going to make will handle this. When you are convinced that what you are expecting is guaranteed because of who promised it, you are not going to wait for the expectation to happen. You will praise before it happens. And because you are praising, it will be expedited. Is there anybody ready to praise this afternoon? Is there something you are expecting from God? Is there a miracle you want God to do for you? Is there a turnaround you want God to do for you? I am here to announce to you, it is already guaranteed. It's already guaranteed. Your change of story is already guaranteed. Your change of story is already guaranteed. Your change of glory is already guaranteed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shout the loudest amen. So in a short while, you will praise God for 2 minutes because it's already guaranteed. Is somebody excited at all? Are you as excited as I am? Give him a clap and a shout of victory. Take your seat. And finally, number 10, confidence in God is a department of faith. After we have said all of the things we said, somebody must possess confidence, trust in God. It's not the same as faith. It's a department of it. But faith has all the details I said. He that cometh to God must believe. He must be confident, like we say in Nigeria, that God day, that he is, and that he is a rewarder. Confidence in God. Most people subconsciously suspect God. Do you understand what I say? You know when you see somebody, you are suspecting him, whether he's a thief or a good person or a bad person. Most people subconsciously are suspecting God. Yeah. Are you sure God loves everybody equally? I don't think so. I think there are people God loves more. Look at him now. Look at that pastor now. See how God is working everything for him. I think there are people who are not sure if God actually means what he says. They subconsciously suspect him. Are you sure I will follow God to the end and not regret it? Do you understand? That is why most times the faith talk doesn't work. The confession is not working. Because right inside, there is a suspicion. I'm not sure. There is a way it is. I know people that served God all their life and they ended miserably. Maybe my case will be like that. Who said? The just does not live by the experiences of people. We live from the revelations of the word. Yes, let every devil and every experience be a lie. But let God and his word be true. So that he that cometh to God must have 100% confidence. And as I round up, let me tell you four areas that you must have confidence in. Out of your search of scripture, out of your study of the word, number one, there must be confidence in the reality and realness of God. That God is real. That he exists is there. The reality and realness. I've seen the realness of God in many ways. Number two, there must be confidence in the reliability and dependability of God. That God is reliable, he's dependable, he can be trusted. You must have that confidence. That God does not play hanky-panky. He doesn't say one thing to mean another. Thirdly, there must be confidence in the integrity of God. That God is stable. I am the Lord, I change not. He's stable. But above all, or in addition, there must be confidence in the love and mercifulness of God. If you don't believe in his power, at least believe in his love. Do you understand? If you don't believe in his powerfulness, believe in his mercifulness. He is too merciful to leave me in my mess. Of course, there must be confidence. This one is obvious. In the omnipotence and ability of God. That God is capable of doing everything that man can't do. There must be confidence in the omnipotence and ability of God. I have to stop here this morning. And I want you to run with these departments of faith. I will produce this out in a handbook form. Yes, in a handbook form. So that it's like more like a faith handbook. You refer to it from time to time. Why is my faith not working? Number one, number two, number three, number four. Okay, my mindset has not changed. Okay, my language is too normal. It's too doubtful. People come say, Pastor, I'm dying. Pastor, I'm dying. Say, you are dying. I can't pray for you. Because you say you want to die. Change that language. It's affecting your life. All right, let's go over it from number one. What are the departments and dimensions of faith? Number one, can you read it out with me? Number one, insight in the word of God. Number two, belief in the heart of man. Number three, mindset adjustment. Number four, the attitude of expectancy. Number five, the right utterance. Number six, the act of obedience. Number seven,
intimacy with God. Number 8, practical action. Number 9, and number 10. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Anywhere you are, forgiveness for sins, you want it right now. Mercies from God. You want today to mark a new day for you. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever, and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Everywhere you are, be upstanding and step here. Let me see you. Right here. Carry your Bibles and your bags. To the side and to the side, yeah. I'll give you the count of 20. 1.
Lord, I want to know you more.
2.
Lord, I want
don't be the last to come, be the first to come.
Lord, I want to
I'm not just any mockery. I am yours, Lord, and for all eternity. I am just for life to any mockery. I am yours, Lord, and for all
eternity. Lord, I want.
Your face. Oh, Lord, I want to know you. Lord, I want to know you more. Lord, I want to be 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 Lord, for all eternity. I have just one life to live, and in my glorify you. I am yours, O Lord. For all,
Lord, I want.
And it must glorify. I am your the Lord in time. And for all eternity.
I have just one life to live. And it must glorify you. I am yours, the Lord.
Place your hand on your chest, everyone. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus, also step forward here. Father, in the name of Jesus, say after me, say, Father, I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Help from above and mercy from above I receive. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.